Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
How y'all doing? It's your girl Didi Leggett, aka the Core Queen, and I am here with an extremely special episode of the Core Queen Chat. I have my daughter, my firstborn, Dajane, previously known as Leggett, now Mrs. Shaq. Dajane Shaq is going to be on the show today, y'all. For y'all who don't know who she is, most of my friends and colleagues know her, but she is the graduate of the one and only Auburn University in Montgomery. She is a registered nurse. They call her Nurse Nay. She is the mother of my two beautiful grandchildren, Miss Nova Alani and Mr. Dakota Jace Shaq. And she is the new wife of the one and only Hollywood Shaq, DeAndre Shaq, Hollywood Hideout. Y'all know who he is. Y'all welcome my daughter, Dajane Shaq.
Hey, everybody. Hey, mommy.
Wake up, wake up. I know them babies whooping you. 2-1-2.
Boy, I wouldn't trade it for the world, though. But yeah, they right. I'm in the trenches.
It's going to be all right, and it's going to go by fast. So enjoy all of it.
For sure.
So we're going to have a conversation today. The people have been waiting for me to talk to you, especially since I released my book, Breaking the Cycle of Childhood Trauma. They've all been asking me so many questions about how you took the book, but we're going to talk about all kinds of stuff today. So first of all, how are you feeling about us having this conversation today?
I'm excited. I just want to do a disclaimer. I am a crybaby.
I know. Look, I got my tissue because I might cry too. So
I need to get me one, but I need, yeah, I definitely need to get one, but I'm excited. I feel like it's needed. Especially since I'm a mother now, because I know we've kind of had our, I know we'll get into it, but we've had our serious adulthood talk when I wasn't a mother. So I think it'll be a little bit different now that I am a mom.
Yeah, absolutely. I know you've mentioned a lot of times about how like it's different now. Now you see things differently than when you were a kid. Now that you're a mom, so. Yeah. So when you think about your childhood, what are some moments that really shaped you?
I want to start by saying it's so crazy what trauma does. I've made myself forget half.
Don't cry. It's okay. If you need to cry, cry.
Let me get my tissue.
Okay. Y'all, my baby's so sensitive. She's so sensitive.
Okay. Top one. And when you say shake, you mean like a negative connotation, right?
No, shaped.
Oh, like, shaped. Yeah. Okay, cool. I would say you getting deployed and me living with different families, that really shaped me. Positively and negatively, but mainly positively.
Okay. So name one of the positive things.
That's sad. It takes, I have to think about it that hard. living with you when you came back, you know, mm-hmm. and you weren't deployed. Living with you shaped me for sure.
Mm-hmm. And what about a negative thing?
Mm. Almost getting molested by my cousin.
Mm. Your cousin who? Well, I don't want to put nobody's name out there. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I'll tell you after. You know I will. Okay. But I was 6, so yeah.
Mm. And I didn't know that. So I'm sorry that I wasn't there to protect you. That's one of the hard parts about being in the military that people don't really talk about, because they look at all the benefits, they look at all the, oh, you get to travel, yeah, but I got to leave my child all the time, and the military doesn't care at all. So I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
So how do you think my childhood trauma impacted the way that I showed up as a mom?
I think you did the absolute best that you knew how to do. I think when you're not given the correct tools, it's like, how do you know you're not doing the right or wrong things? So I think that you showed up and you did what you knew. And I applaud you for it, because I mean, where were you going to pull, like, role models or how to do motherhood the correct way? Like, where were you going to pull that type of information from when your mother didn't do it? Mm-hmm. So, I just thank you for being you, honestly.
Thank you, baby girl. Hold, your brother. Hold. Kenny, turn that down. He's blasting 90s music. Well, I appreciate that, because I definitely didn't know what the heck I was doing at all. I was clueless, had no help at all, and I was really winging it. And just having you really, when I think back when I got pregnant with you and the fear of it all, like, just not even, I couldn't imagine having a baby and me even wanting to run track, wanting to go to college. Like, I felt like my life was over. But now looking back at it, I'm like, you literally saved my life. Like, you, there is no way that I could have accomplished what I accomplished without having you. Cause I don't think I would have had the drive. I wouldn't have had the ambition of anything. Now I'm like, I gotta take care of this baby the best way I know how. I was just terrified that I was gonna do things that my mom did, and I didn't wanna do that to you. But I did, I started to catch myself doing things that my mom was doing. Like the yelling and like just being, I was so mean. I was so hurt. I was so bitter all the time. And I didn't know why. But now that I've done all the work, I realized like I was just traumatized. I was a kid. So I appreciate you understanding that now. I know as a kid, that was not easy to navigate at all.
And it's so crazy, because now that I'm a mom, I'm catching myself yelling. And it's like, what are you yelling for? They really don't know what they're doing. So
yeah.
I'm trying to nip that in the bud before it gets to a point where they start remembering me yelling at them all the time.
Yeah. And it's just it's a frustration too, that you just, it's a natural human thing. When you get frustrated, sometimes you just yell, but.
Yeah. You know. Postpartum kicking me down.
Yeah. You have 2 back-to-back babies. Yeah. That's tough. Just making sure you identify it. And, I told you, look, you can bring him to me. I don't know. Nova might have to stay in the room by herself because she's so bad. But, you know, if you need me, I'll be right there. I throw that laptop in the car and come whenever you need me to come help you. Don't hesitate and think you're bothering me or anything like that. I will come and help you.
Okay.
Were there moments that you felt that my pain, that like where my pain and emotional struggles was like affecting you? Mm-hmm.
No, I feel like, honestly, I feel like you've always masked. I've never seen you cry. You've masked your pain from me, for sure. I mean, I might have heard you argue, you know, with Mr. Kenny, like, but I've never physically seen you in any pain. And that's crazy now that I think about it.
Wow. That's crazy, because, boy, shut up, Brett. I'm a cry baby. I'm a cry baby like you.
And that, I've never seen you cry.
And maybe probably because I just didn't want you to see me in pain. I never wanted you to see me hurt. And then maybe that's not a good thing.
And it's like, I think that's why I probably have so much trouble with like trying to figure out how to deal with emotions sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I always have to bottle it up. And then when it gets to be too late, it's like, whoa, where did all this come from?
Yeah. Yeah, not yeah. That's a definite my bad on that, and probably because I never saw my mom cry. Mm. Yeah, I never saw her hurt. I never. Yeah, that's terrible. That's a bit of trauma that I put on you that I didn't even know I was doing. Thinking I'm helping and I'm hurting. Yeah, that's why I'm like, please just cry. If you gotta cry, let it out. I don't care. People call you cry baby. I don't care. Whatever, it let it out. It's better to let it out than to hold it in.
I just wonder why I cry so much. Like I cry so much
because you're an empath and you feel everything. I'm an empath like that too. So you feel when somebody else hurting, it just you feel it. You feel all of it. If you ever watched the movie, one of my favorite movies, it's called The Secret Life of Bees. Watch that movie. It's it's one of the sisters on there. If you watch her, they kind of try to show her away. That's how it is. It's like they have to be careful what they say to her because she's super sensitive and she's gonna soak all that in. It's the same thing.
Mm. Rewatch that.
Ramona says she cried a lot too. Yeah, that's trauma too. Like when you experience a lot of things, because I think Ramona might have said it to me on the show. Like once you experience trauma, your brain kind of stops developing right there. So you're experiencing from that age, you're still there until you deal with that trauma.
Wow.
Yeah. Can you put that last comment up? I can't see it. Yeah. Who cares? Go. Yeah. Cry. It feels good. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It does. It cleanses the soul for real. So how did our dynamic reflect generational patterns that you've seen in our family?
I want to say while I think, I want you to give me one way.
Probably like the lack of communication in the house early on. I don't think we talked enough. I don't know if it was because I had been stifled so much as a kid to where I wasn't allowed to talk. I didn't know how to talk to you. So I think that may have stopped you from talking to me because I wasn't open with the communication. And that was something that was passed down in our family. Like we don't really talk. Like we may have surface conversations amongst the family, but to have real conversations, nobody really don't really talk in our family.
I think to piggyback off that, what I would say is when you do muster up all the confidence to finally talk, then you get that either yelling or negative or judging. Mm-hmm. It's not like you're not being heard in a way. So it was like, why even bring it up anyway? She gonna get mad or... I'm gonna be on punishment, you know. Like I remember you told me, one of your sisters told grandma something, and she didn't even have to open up about that to grandma, and grandma went crazy.
Yeah,
it was just like, why do we even talk to y'all then?
Yeah, she actually tried to kick her out and make her move with me. I'm like, what?
You ought to be happy she told you something like that.
Yeah, yeah, and I think it was a time where you opened up to me. This was not that long ago. And because I had constantly been pushing that your dad was the cause of your trauma, your dad. And you was like, well, no, mom, it was you too. And I'm like, whoa, what? And I was like, no, let her talk. What did I do? Let me know what it is. Because you need to get this out. And obviously I've been putting up a wall where you couldn't tell me that I had caused some trauma. So yeah, that communication was just, it was not good. Yeah.
I have trouble communicating still now. Like I don't know how to express how I feel through words. I could talk to myself all day in here.
Write it down.
Okay.
Write it down. And then you can go, even if you have to read it to them, but you can get your thoughts out on something, put in your notes in your phone. That's how I started to be able to get things out, because it's so much. You can't figure out how to put it together without being angry and yelling and crying. Like, write it down. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So what were some things that you wish we would have talked about sooner?
Sex, for sure.
Absolutely.
Sure. Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. You talked to me about it. You even made me write papers about every STD that was out there. But I wish it was a more in-depth conversation before we had got to that point. But that self-esteem, self-confidence for sure. And they're probably the main two. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think I remember one time you were probably in, I know you were in elementary school. And it broke my heart because you said that you were ugly. And I was like, what? Where? Like, and I just could not believe that you really thought you were ugly. And I'm like, so every morning before I dropped you off at school, I would tell you how pretty you are, how beautiful you are. Because the girls at school were just like really dogging you. I'm like, they are jealous of you. But as a kid, you don't understand that. Even me saying they're jealous of you, you still like, I don't know what you're talking about. These girls don't like me. I want them to be my friend, and they're calling me ugly. And I don't know how to, I didn't know how to express it or explain it to you as an adult going to a little kid in elementary school.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, oh my God.
Yeah, I had some bullies, boy.
Yeah. Being in Alabama as a multiracial child. Whew. Yeah. They were,
and
just
I hate when
nice.
People say light skins have it so easy. I hate that conversation, first of all, but no, we don't.
Yeah. And I mean, people just experience what they experience from their viewpoint, and they don't understand that there's another side of that coin. It's always discrimination or bias, depending on who's experiencing it. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Yeah. And the sex talk. Oh, my God. I was just terrified to have the conversation because I was doing everything in my power for you not to make the mistakes that I made. And I didn't have the tools to do it the right way. Because I'm like, well, my mom didn't really tell me anything about sex. And I just want to make sure she don't get pregnant. That was my only goal. Was you don't get pregnant. You don't get pregnant. You don't get pregnant. So, yeah, I did a horrible job at that. Horrible. Yeah, that was bad.
You didn't know though, so you got, at least you know now, and you've done it differently with little Kenny.
Oh yeah, that thing in there, Lord help us, that little boy. he's something different.
He's amazing though.
He is. He's an outstanding little boy. He really is. So were there moments when you didn't feel extremely safe with me, and what did that feel like, if so?
No, I always felt safe with you. I probably felt the safest with you because I was so used to living with different people. So when I finally got back with you, it's like it was like a breath of fresh air. Like I could relax for a minute, even though I knew it was probably going to be temporary again. I was just so yeah. I always felt safe with you.
Okay. Yeah. See, people that the military brats, people just don't understand how hard they have it. Like, that's a tough life. Like, you didn't sign up for that. And I felt like I was always being sent somewhere, like,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, why? How y'all keep picking me? Yeah.
I can only imagine how hard that was for you, though.
Yeah, that was, oh, man. That was tough. Because I'm like, I don't want to leave my child with somebody. I don't want to leave. Like, I had to take you from your grandmom at one time. Like, it was a lot. Yeah. Yeah. And I think you resented me because you didn't understand why I wouldn't let you stay in Bristol.
Yeah.
With my family. And I'm like, no.
Mm-mm. Ain't no telling how I would have turned out. I appreciate you and I thank you for not letting me stay there.
Yeah. I was like, I know you hate going to Miss Shelley's house. But this is the best I got.
Nah, I love Michelle.
Oh yeah, she definitely came in at the right time where I needed help bad, and she saw that I was struggling. So I really appreciate her.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got next. How did you learn to express your own pain or boundaries in our relationship?
Therapy, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody that does not believe in therapy, I really would like for you to try it before you have any opinion.
Yeah.
Therapy changed my life.
Yeah. It starts to connect the dots. It clears out the clutter. And it makes things like you can get it back in focus. And things just start to make sense.
Like, it's...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, it's like how people say read the Bible. Like... Mm-hmm. You read the Bible, you go to therapy, I guarantee you'll be a whole different person.
Yes. Yeah. Because before that, you kind of, everything seems so foggy. Mm-hmm. And you just feel lost. You just don't understand what's going on and why it's happening. And it's just like, what am I doing?
So, and learning those tools, like the coping tools, boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially when you're in the moment. Like, yeah, therapy did it.
Yeah. And knowing how to identify a trigger, because mm-hmm. you're going to still have them, but knowing, okay, you could talk yourself out of it. You can do an exercise. You can do something that was like, all right, I'm good now. Not that serious. It's not that bad. I'm all right. So yeah, therapy definitely helped. I think it helped me see you in a different way, because I was still seeing you as my baby. Mm. I'm like, I have to see her as a grown person. Like, she's a grown up. So I have to trust that she's going to make the right decisions. I have to trust that I've given her the tools that she has or needs. And I got to trust she's going to use them. So I think therapy definitely showed me that.
Yeah, therapy, because, you know, the position we were in before therapy due to my last relationship, I just feel like it drew a wedge between us so far. I just didn't think that we would get back to having a relationship. I thought you probably would have washed your hands with me, honestly.
Oh, but no, never.
I'm glad we did have therapy.
You won't get rid of me that easy. Can you put that last comment up for it? Karen says, I think it's commend you both for your raw and organic transparency, despite how uncomfortable you both may feel. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
All right, what's our next question? What were the turning points in our healing journey, and what helped us, other than therapy, what helped us reconnect? So what was the turning point?
Our family trips.
Oh, yeah.
I know we missed one last year, but it was so much going on with everybody last year. So.
And you put two babies back to back. We couldn't.
So, yeah, but no, our family trips, that's just something I used to always see on TV, and to do it in real life.
Yeah.
It felt so good. So being able to start doing that, us checking in more, like,
yeah,
just for the heck of it, or I'm thinking about you, just us talking more, communicating. And then me visiting you, and you, like, us visiting each other.
Mm-hmm.
Just everything I see on TV, like the perfect family.
Right.
I just feel like we're doing things that I used to always dreamed of having with a mother-daughter relationship.
Yeah, the trips are great. And I can't wait to do them with Nova and Dakota. Oh, my God. They're going to be so fun.
We're going to have a ball.
Yeah. Kenny was just talking about that, us going on trips with them. I said, oh, Lord, Nova going to drive us crazy.
Oh, we're going to have so much fun, especially when they hit like the 4, 5, 5, 6, 8.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, I definitely recommend family trips for people. Like, even it doesn't have to be anything expensive, anything. You can do something right in your area, but just doing something where you don't have to wait on family reunions or deaths or something like that. Just going on trips with your immediate family is super, super important.
Yes.
You have a lot of fun. How have you changed as a mother and daughter since doing the work? Like, how have we changed?
Hold on, Mom. Your camera went out for a second. I know you said, how have I changed as a mother? And what was the last part?
I said, how have we changed as mother and daughter since doing the work?
Oh, since doing the work. I feel like you are more open minded. It's still things I don't come to you about because you're still my mom. Like, it was a situation I just had last week. I called Georgia boy because I'm like, I'm not going to call my mom about that. But, yeah. Oh, you're more open-minded. You're not judgmental at all anymore. Well, I wouldn't say you were judgmental. I was doing things I had no business doing back then. No. So. But judgmental is the wrong word to put on that. You make more time. Or you have more time. Not you make more time. You have more time for us. But for me as a daughter, how I've changed, I'm more willing to come to you about things.
Yeah, that last relationship was like, I don't hardly get to talk to her. I don't get to see her.
I was told, yeah, I had to choose between the two.
I'm which sure.
Which is absolutely crazy. But anyways. And I'm excited to spend time with you. Like, it's not like I feel like it's so serious and I have to, I don't know, because when it used to be temporary or when I know it was going to end, every moment was so serious. So it's like I couldn't relax and enjoy the moment. So now it's, yeah, like I can cherish each moment that we have now.
Oh, that damn military. Look.
And I was wondering why you wouldn't let me get into it. But now I'm like, yeah, mm-mm, I would have hated the military.
Mm-mm. I was like, nope, not an option. Not happening. I did it because I had to. No. What do you want our relationship to teach other mothers and daughters that might be listening?
Especially for our community. Like, I just want the moms, the ones that are like, I'm your mom, not your friend. We get that. We know that. But we still, y'all still want us to come and talk to you as if you're our friend. Mm. So it's like, or y'all want us to be open enough to share things that we would share with a friend to you. So I want them to know that if you are more open-minded as a mother toward your daughter, I feel like their relationship would blossom. Because I feel like moms have no problem talking about things around their kids. So why have a problem when they bring you stuff that you probably didn't expose them to anyway? But that's besides the point. The family trips will definitely help with bonding. And it creates memories. I mean, life is so short.
Yeah.
You wait until you have enough money to do it. It's like, doing that, you'll never make the memories. So definitely making memories. And I think doing things that grandma used to do, like hosting traditional holidays, that really helps with the mother-daughter relationship. Yeah. But keeping up communication too. Keeping up communication and check-ins, mental check-ins. Making sure that, you know, not just how are you doing, but really wanting to hear the raw answer of them telling you and being vulnerable of how they're doing. I think from here on out, when you ask me, hey, how you and the baby's doing, I'm gonna stop saying we good.
Tell me what it is, like, especially if you need help with something.
Because I didn't deal with PPD, postpartum depression, or like this with Nova, but this time,
Yes, and it might be, it still might be some leftover from her, like, because you did it back to back, like you didn't even have a chance to have postpartum with Nova.
Because they say it takes 5 years for the hormonal, about 1 to 5 years for hormonal and body balance.
Ooh, Jesus.
Then I'm on, you know, when you start birth control, you know, that messes with your hormones too. So I'm just out here just...
Child, you better go get you get the Paragard IUD. We'll talk about that later. No hormones, no nothing. Get that.
Okay, we need to talk about that. That's in the arm.
Okay,
I know what you're talking about. That's I'm tripping.
What does breaking the cycle mean to you?
So So, like, when I brought up earlier how I'm catching myself yelling, like, when I'm, it's gonna happen because it's trauma. So, I think you won't know it's there until it arises. So, when I started yelling, I'm like, no, we're not doing this. So, go ahead and cutting that off, making a effort. Every single day, it's a daily thing for me because I still get frustrated. I still get overstimulated on a daily basis, but just making sure that I can just try to go ahead and minimize that before it's too late. Mm-hmm. But yeah, for me right now, that's what that is meaning. I know as life goes on, as I am a mother, I know different things will come up and playing in my head, what does breaking the cycle mean? It'll probably mean different things as life goes on.
Yeah. And you've broken so many cycles for our family. I mean, you did not have a baby as a teenager. That's number one.
Yeah.
You got married to the person that you have children with. You married somebody who is a very successful person. And you have a career that you can go to if you want to. Or you can stay at home with your kids if you want to. Like, I don't think anybody in our family has ever had that luxury other than you. So you've broken several cycles, several of them. So your children will never have to experience any of the trauma that me or you went through. I mean, you just sent me a picture the other day of Nova getting, I mean, she's in absolute heaven in bliss because her daddy's pushing her on the swing. Neither one of us experienced that, so.
I don't give myself enough credit. So it's crazy how my first mind doesn't even go there. I don't give myself enough credit at all.
Yeah. You broke the cycle. I mean, you broke them. Great job.
Thanks to you, though.
Thank you. I tried my best. Yeah. What was your initial reaction when you read my book?
I started crying, of course. No, but seriously though, when I read, my heart just broke. Like, especially in the beginning, my heart broke. Cause it's like, you don't really realize your mother is a human being who had a childhood and grew up. Like, you know, it's, you put so much pressure on someone because of the title of, you know, who they are. So when I read that, it's like, I don't even know half the stuff you've been through or how half the stuff it made you feel, what you've been through behind closed doors. So I cried.
Yeah.
And all I can say is you're very, very, very resilient.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, that's probably the hardest thing I've ever done. And I think it was hard because I kind of knew that it was going to cause a rift. I didn't think it was going to cause my mom not to talk to me no more, but it did. So
that's not a permanent thing?
I don't know. I didn't even know she wasn't talking to me. So I was texting her and she wasn't responding. So I found out through my sister that she's upset about the book. So I don't know if it's permanent. I don't know if I ever talk to her again, but even if I don't, it's all right with me. I mean, because I can't, there is never a moment that I've ever thought about not talking to you. I don't care how many decisions you made that I didn't like. I don't care what you go out and tell anybody that if I did something to you, it wasn't your fault. If I did something to my child and they express it, good. I'm glad they expressed it. And I need to take accountability for that. I'm not going to hold that against them because they shared their trauma with somebody. I think that's crazy, but. You know, I'm not responsible for her reactions. I'm not responsible for anything that she does. I'm happy with my decision, and I'm happy that it's helping people.
That just makes me so mad.
I'm so used to her. And maybe that's a trauma response that I don't even let it affect me anymore because she was once a kid too, and she has issues that she needs to deal with, and there's nothing I can do to fix that or help her through that. She got to do that on her own, so... Because I don't feel guilty at all. I didn't do anything wrong.
at all. No. I just know it took probably everything in you to put that information out.
Yeah, it did. Because I don't think I really told anybody most of that stuff in there. So, yeah. You'll be okay. Did your perception of me change after you read the book?
No, not really. I mean, if it shifted, it would be it's in a good way, of course. But I mean, I think I've always known that you were just such a strong woman who has been through a lot. Mm-hmm. But I think to read the details of, you know, what I read, it just made me appreciate you on a deeper level.
Good. That was the purpose. No. I'm glad that was the outcome anyway.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you want to say to me that you haven't said before?
Now, I wish I had time to prepare. Like, this is like a not an on the spot question.
You can't prepare. This has got to be off the cuff. So it's a genuine answer.
That I've never told you before. Well, I think we started off with something that we got to finish talking about in the beginning of the interview. But did you know about high school?
High school, what do you mean?
That I actually did get molested in high school?
No.
So yeah, those are the main two major events in my life that I feel like I've never opened up to you about. But yeah, to answer your question, that's it.
No, I didn't know that. Is it somebody I know?
No. Mm-mm. It was football player, high school, two of them.
Oh boy. I'm sorry.
It's nobody's fault, you know?
Folks need to train their children better. I wish I would have known they wouldn't be breathing. Oh, sorry. I wasn't supposed to say
yes,
that.
Yes.
Sorry. Oh, boy. Nope, I didn't know that. Mm-mm-mm. That's just ridiculous.
But if I can do a positive one, because that was a negative one, if I can do a positive one, I would say that with everything in me, I know that it was very hard for you to sacrifice us not making memories of me growing up. But I truly appreciate every single sacrifice you have ever made for me, because without you, I would be absolutely nothing. So everything you did not get done in vain. And you are truly appreciated. And I want to give you your flowers while you are here.
Thank you, baby girl. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
My greatest gift. Hope Kenny didn't hear that. Look, I had to get used to him. Sorry. No, I'm joking. How do you parent differently now that you have kids?
I shower them with affection to the point where they know would be like, move. But yeah, I catch myself always kissing on them, loving on them. I tell Nova she is beautiful probably 100 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
Just focusing on spending time with my kids. Like you said, I have the luxury of staying home with them. Mm-hmm. So I think I took it for granted when I first started staying at home. I think I was letting frustration get the best of me. But I had to realize, like, girl, this is a blessing. You get to sit your tail at home with your children and teach them, raise them, play with them, all the good stuff. Like, what are you mad about? So, yeah, I don't know. It's an exciting and happy feeling. Like, every day we get up, we go up to the park. It's an everyday thing.
Yeah, and she is loving every minute of it. Oh my goodness, she eats it up. She is one happy. Well, both of them are so happy.
Yes,
they are happy babies.
Dakota for sure.
Oh yeah, he be cracking. He just be cracking up. I can't wait till he like get bigger and see them how they interact with each other. That's gonna be funny.
The fact that he'll be 6 months next month is crazy.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. He better slow down. What are some things that we do now to keep our relationship emotionally healthy?
I know I probably don't respond all the time, but I know when you send me like little memes or GIFs that remind you of like our family dynamic or like with the grandkids, that like lifts me up just to let me know that you're thinking of us.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that you do that. Like I said, how we not only like communicate over the phone, but we make sure to see each other all the time. So that picks me up a lot, because mm-hmm. being an adult who doesn't really have friends, just having the people that I'm surrounded with in my village when I am around them and get to spend mm-hmm. time with them, that really emotionally helps me.
Yeah.
So yeah.
We had a great time for the wedding. Oh my goodness. We had so much fun. Yeah, that was good.
That was fun.
Yeah. Okay, I think I have two more questions. If you could speak to your younger self and my younger self, mm-hmm. what would you say?
I'm going to start with you first, because your younger self would have been here before me. I would want you to know how much you are loved, how much you will be loved throughout your life by so many people.
Mm.
I want you to know that despite what anyone puts you through, especially with people that are supposed to be called family, that it's not normal and it's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not your fault. So that'll be what I would tell you. For me, first I'll probably give myself a hug.
Mm.
I know that it was a lot of nights that I went to sleep crying as a kid.
Mm.
Just from feeling lonely. So I would tell myself that mommy isn't here because she can't be. It's not because she doesn't want to be.
Thank you.
And I would just tell myself how much that I love me. And that it doesn't matter if you don't hear it from other people, because the most important person that needs to tell you that is yourself. So, yeah.
That's right. And you are loved beyond words. Beyond words. Since the day I heard your heartbeat. Beyond words, I'm telling you. It's never been a day, whether I was overseas or whatever, wherever I was, that I didn't think about you, I didn't consider you, I didn't love you. It was always genuine, real love. And I never wanted to do anything to make you feel alone. So I am sorry that I chose a career that took me from you so many times and you had to go through so many things without me. That I'm truly sorry for. So just know you are one of the most amazing people I've ever met, ever. Did she freeze? I think her camera froze, Fred. Mm-hmm. Can you take her down and then put her back up when she come back? Whew. I got one more question for her. I'm not. Could she back up? I think she back on there. No.
Oh, she dropped.
Oh, there she go. Okay. Hold on, y'all. 1 second. I got one more question. I forgot to send my child some money. I hope her phone ain't die. Let me text her. Come on, little girl. Uh-oh. Sorry, y'all. I think her, I don't know if her, she ain't texting me back. Ooh. Ain't nobody trying to be no thug, Fred. Not at all. Yeah, she ain't coming. I'm trying. I text her. She ain't text me back. So I think her phone died. That's crazy. Well, can I see that comment up there? I guess I can read some comments, huh? Yeah. Jermu said, hey, Jermu, you are right, Didi. Didi Leggett is loved by so many. And yes, we moms aren't gone because we want to. Exactly. We sure aren't. Situations take us there and we have to as we prepare for our children and their future. Amen. She back for it. What happened?
My phone died. And I'm like, I had one job.
I knew it died.
I had my mind so... I'm sorry.
That's all right. Oh, Fred, Ramona said, hey. She up there on the... So we got one more question. It's the last one.
Okay.
What is the best advice you've ever received?
Okay, so you know, I watch your podcast, so I've been thinking about this question for a very long time. But no, what it was from you, and this may seem like a small piece of advice to some people, but this has tremendously helped me in my adulthood, and it has kept me sane and protected my peace. But you told me once, you said, I was asking you about relationship advice. You said, pick your battles wisely. And when I say that plays in my head repetitively, because if I were to open my mouth on everything that bothers me, I wouldn't be as far as I am right now. So yeah, when you told me that, it's helped me in every aspect. Friendships, work, relationships, everything.
Yeah. Because we'll drive ourselves crazy.
No, seriously.
Yeah. And everything ain't worth it. Well, Fred said I'm over here trying to be a thug, and I'm not. He's a hater. But this was so amazing. I think this is going to help so many people. My prayer is that more moms are willing to, number one, take accountability for the hurt they've caused their children. Because I think a lot of times moms just assume they're the perfect ones, especially if because they're the present ones, if they're in like a single mom household where the dad is absent. And I hope that they just are more willing to have an open conversation with their kids in general. Like you mentioned earlier, we're always saying, you ain't my friend. Well, we still need to have some type of dialogue, some type of communication so that our kids are comfortable talking to us. And I just want to tell you that I'm so proud of you because you were dealt a bad hand. You were born to a mom who didn't know what the heck she was doing. Your dad absent. I mean, and then when you did have some kind of relationship with him, it was not a good one. His family didn't accept you because I was Black. Just be honest about that. And they probably will never admit it, but that's what it was. And you turned out to be one of the most amazing young ladies ever. Like, you are the best kid. You gave me hell in the teenage years, but you turned it around. So you are just great. You're a great mom, great wife. You have a great husband. You have a great life. So I thank God for you every single day. I was blessed with the best daughter ever. And I just can't wait to see how you flourish even more with your babies and just continue to do what God set you on this earth to do. Thank you for coming on, my baby girl.
Thank you, Mom. I appreciate that for real.
You're welcome. And if you, I don't know if you want to promote anything, your husband's clothing line, he don't need no help because he that dude. But
especially the dads out there, we got a dad.
Wait a minute, your phone breaking up. What's going on?
Look at the devil working. It's still breaking up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
What happened?
I think it's still doing it.
You on Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
Take it off Wi-Fi. Put it on your just cellular. Uh-oh. What happened?
I have no idea. That is crazy.
Oh, Lord. Y'all live in the... Huh?
Shout them out for me.
All right, I'll shout them out. I'll shout out my son-in-law. Y'all need to go check him out. He got one of the hottest clothing lines in the land. It's called Hollywood Hideout by my son-in-law, Hollywood Shaq. Y'all check him out on Instagram. Listen, when the clothes drop, they be out. They sell out within minutes. So you got to subscribe, get in there quick to get the clothes. I'm telling, they go crazy. If you don't know about Hollywood Shaq, check them out on Instagram. Y'all better get on it because them clothes, yes. These kids love it. My son, that's all he wears, Hollywood Hideout. So he that dude.
Yes, indeed. Well, thank y'all for having me.
I will see y'all soon. I love y'all. Kiss my grandbabies for me. And I will talk to you later. Y'all know who I am. I am the Core Queen. Here with another episode of the Core Queen Chat. I'll be back next week with another episode. I need y'all to do me a favor and go on my YouTube channel and subscribe to the channel. Like this episode. Comment on this episode. Share the podcast with your people. Let them know. Turn on the notification bell so that you know when I'm on live again next week and every week after that. We're here every Wednesday, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time to chat with whoever want to come and chat with me. And make sure y'all go get my book. I wrote a book. It's called Breaking the Cycle of Childhood Trauma. And it is on Amazon and it is on my website, thecorequeen.com/book. You can get it anywhere, anytime. I will send you, if you get it from me, I will sign it for you. So make sure you go get the book. You can scan that code on the screen, or you can just go to thecorequeen.com/book. And if you get it from my website, I will send you a whole cute little box with a pen, a bookmark, a guide, the book, and I will sign it for you. Y'all, I'll be here next week. Make sure y'all check me out. Check out my Instagram, my Facebook to follow whatever I have coming up. The Core Queen is my fitness. The Core Queen Fitness is, I think that's the name on Instagram and Facebook. And then Didi Leggett on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok. Y'all can follow me and follow everything that I have going on, from acting to modeling to publishing books to my podcast to anything that I have coming up, speaking engagements, all that stuff is all on my platforms. I'll keep y'all up to date. And the most important thing that I need to tell y'all, August 23rd, from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I need y'all to make sure y'all come out to my third annual Back to School Bash in honor of my grandmother, Evelyn Joyce Leggett. It is my nonprofit. We go out there and we give out book bags, supplies to the kids. We feed them. We have a bouncy house. We have horses for them to ride. We play games and give them medals that they can win. We got the Dancing Dolls of Bristol is going to be out there doing a performance. Please bring the kids out so that we can have a good time like we do every single year. If you want to donate, please donate via Cash App. We have Zelle. We have Venmo. please send a donation. If you want to volunteer, send me a DM or inbox or email, and you can come and volunteer that day as well. We love to have the volunteers. We love to have the food out there. If you have if you're a vendor and you want to come out, let me know. Pay the fee and you can come set up as well. So we'll see y'all on Saturday, August 23rd, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Marie Lowe Park, Bristol, Pennsylvania, the Terrace Courts. For those of y'all where I'm from, my hometown, we'll see y'all that Saturday. I'll see y'all next week, y'all. I love y'all. Appreciate y'all. We are out.